I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The standoff in Ivory Coast took a dramatic turn today. Laurent Gbagbo, who ruled the West African nation for the past 10 years, was arrested by opposition forces. The arrest followed a siege of the presidential bunker, where Gbagbo had taken refuge with his family. Gbagbo had refused to step down peacefully after a disputed presidential election in November. His rival, Alassane Ouattara, was the internationally recognized winner. Now Ouattara looks set to take office after 4 months of violent clashes between the two sides. The BBC's Mark Doyle is in Abidjan. And Mark, there are conflicting reports about who exactly arrested Laurent Gbagbo. What can you tell us?
Yes, Gbagbo's people say that he was arrested by French special forces. France has a big military base here. Certainly last night, French helicopter gunships were blasting away at Mr. Gbagbo's residence, along with United Nations helicopter gunships. And this morning, a huge convoy of French heavily armoured vehicles left the French military base and headed for the centre of town. And they were the ones who were instrumental in attacking Mr. Gbagbo's residence, to the extent that it caught fire, as I understand it, and Mr. Gbagbo then had to come out.
And where is Laurent Gbagbo being held right now? What are the charges against him?
He's being held in the Gulf Hotel, as I understand it. He asked for United Nations protection. There's a big United Nations peacekeeping force here. The line is that he was arrested by the Ouattara forces and is in the custody of Mr. Ouattara. Senior aides to Mr. Ouattara say that Mr. Gbagbo will face justice for alleged war crimes, which the Ouattara side, say that he committed.
Now, this event today follows months of violence and political stalemate. What's been the reaction in Abidjan?
Well, I'm talking to you from the French military base. It's the only place that's been safe to be in the last few days. The reaction in Abidjan, I've been able to gauge by speaking to friends on the phone. I used to live here, so I know quite a lot of people. It's muted, really. I mean, there's relief that the main phase of this part of the war perhaps is over, and that some of the heavy weapons will perhaps stop being fired. But you have to remember that Mr. Gbagbo armed a militia group with the Kalashnikovs quite recently as part of his attempt to hang on to power. So where have they gone? Have they hidden their guns under their beds? What are they going to do now? From where I am, even at this French military base, which is by far the best equipped military force in Ivory Coast at present, I've heard automatic gunfire and small arms fire just a couple of hundred metres away from where I am. So if that can happen outside this powerful French military base, I shudder to think what's happening in some other parts of the city and the country, where I'm sure that there are reprisals taking place.
The BBC's Mark Doyle there in Abidjan.